Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you. We're so glad that you're with us on this Easter Resurrection Sunday. And I tell you what, it's been a long time since we've seen the church this full with COVID. And so we are so glad to see you all here today and celebrating together. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking about what does the Easter story mean to you and to me. And so we're going to be talking about that a little bit later on. So we're glad that you're with us today. We want to welcome you. And let's all stand together. And we're going to join and sing our Gloria Patria there in the bulletin. Let's join together there for our call to worship in your bulletins this morning. Out of the darkness of defeat and despair comes a message of hope. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Rejoice, heavenly powers. Sing, choirs of angels.
Jesus Christ, our King, is risen.
Sound the trumpet of salvation. Rejoice, O earth. Rejoice, O people of God. The risen Savior shines upon us.
We worship God, love, and life.
Let's join together. We're going to do that. You can turn in your hymn books to 264, or we have the words on the PowerPoint this morning. He lives. We're going to be singing all three verses this morning.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever man may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives, He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's stairway. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. He lives within my stormy blast. The day of His appearing will come at last. He lives. Christ Jesus lives.
He walks with me and talks with me
along life's stairway. Salvation to rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good.
Let's join together there in our bulletin this morning for our opening prayer. Loving, powerful God, on the first day of the week, you raised Christ from the tomb, and out of death came new life. Joy floods our souls today. Open our hearts to receive love, which has been given for us, that we may celebrate the good news of our risen Savior. In his name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. I'm going to invite our kids to come forward if they would. Come on. Got everybody? Oh, yeah. Is everybody excited?
Yeah.
Not excited?
Yeah.
Are you excited about going outside in a little while and look for the eggs?
I'm not.
Yeah, we're going to do Easter eggs, huh? Treat other people.
the way we want to be treated. We're supposed to treat them the same way we want somebody to treat us. So if you want somebody to be kind to you, guess what? You got to be kind to them. Yes, very good. So, and but not only that, Jesus ultimately loved us so much, and God did, that Jesus gave his life. And so we celebrate the most wonderful story of God's love, and that is God raised Jesus from the dead. And that tells us that everything Jesus did was because God loved us. And that's why we celebrate today. So yes, we remember that Jesus is risen, but we also know, more so, is that God loves us. And that's the wonderful message of Easter. That no matter what we face in life, no matter how sad we can get at times, or angry or frustrated, or feel like somebody doesn't love us, there's always somebody that loves us. And that's God, no matter what. And so does Jesus. Because he taught his disciples and said, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to love each other. And that's what life is all about. And that makes life a whole lot easier when we do it. Sometimes it's hard, though, isn't it? You know, when that kid is mean at school to us, to be kind to them. Sometimes it's hard to do that, isn't it? But that's what we're supposed to do because we want to treat others the way we want them to treat us. Okay, you guys can all go downstairs. We have a couple people that's going to be helping you out. There's some lessons, some things going on down there. You might even get to color some things or do some kind of a cool project. I don't know. I didn't get all the word on it, the lowdown on it. I never asked. I should have had somebody take pictures this morning of all those kids down here. Okay, great. Thank you. Well, we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning. And I don't know if anybody happens to have a prayer request, but if you do, on a slip of paper or something, maybe you can hold it up there real quick if there's somebody you want us to pray for. And then you can maybe give it. Kathy can come around and collect if anybody happens to have a name or something that you want to write down real quick. I know you may have forgotten that already, but we want to remind you about that. There's lots of needs we want to continue there. You can see on the back page there, we want to continue praying for Lynn Whirling, who's recovering from surgery, and also from Bruce Davidson, which is my wife's dad, who is going to be getting a treatment plan together, and we want to be praying for his healing touch. And is there anybody else, just quick, a name? I don't want a whole repertoire of their what's going on in their life and what's happening, but maybe just a couple names because nobody seems to be running any slips of paper here real quick. Yes.
Ed Hobart, family.
Okay.
He died last Sunday.
Okay. So we want to remember the Hobart family. A couple others this morning. Anybody else? Some serious needs? Yes, thank you for that. Yes, Bonnie, I had found out this morning, and thank you for reminding me that she, you know, we prayed for her being able to get on this new medicine. Well, she's had a severe reaction to it. And so she's doing okay now, but we want to continue praying for her and her healing. Anybody else this morning?
Davis family.
Davis family? Yes, thank you for that. Yes. We want to remember them with the loss of Helen this week. And anybody else then? Okay, yeah, so we want to remember Beth Humphrey, or Humphreys. She is on our monthly list we've been praying for, battling breast cancer, and she's having surgery this week and to remove that. And so we appreciate your prayers for her. Anybody else this morning? Yes.
Caulfield, her son is COVID.
Okay. Her son is?
Oh, gotcha. Yes, thank you. Make sure I get that spelled correctly. When you first said Corey, I was thinking female, and then yes. I had to change the spelling of the name. Yes. Anybody else this morning?
John Taylor.
John Taylor? Okay, yes. Remember him? Continued prayers for healing there. So this morning, and some of you that may be visiting with us today, just let me just share a little bit about how we do this. So Carla's going to play some music for a little bit there, and just quietly in your seats there, kind of under your breath or whatever, some names that come to your mind, maybe some that's mentioned, or maybe some that you have been concerned about but didn't share. If you want to just kind of lift them up to God this morning, and then I will come and close this this morning. Gracious God, we are just so thankful today that we are able to gather together as families today and celebrate on this Easter Sunday the resurrection of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're so thankful that that we can come together and gather and worship. And Lord, we just celebrate this moment today and are very thankful today. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today on this Easter Sunday, and we're grateful that you taught us to pray and taught us to pray in your name and to lift up the different needs. So we lift up the Hobart family today, the Davis family today. God, we're asking for your grace and your comfort for the loss with those families today. We lift up Bonnie to you, God, asking for your healing touch for her body today, that you'll be with her. We lift up Beth Humphreys today, who's going in for surgery this week. God, as they do that operation, that you will be with the surgeons and guide and direct. Thank you so much for them. And we pray that they'll be able to get all of that cancer out of her as they do this surgery. Lord, we lift up Corey to you today, God, asking for your healing grace as he's battling COVID. Lord, we lift up John Taylor as we've been praying for him for a couple weeks, asking your continued healing touch and strength for him. We continue to lift up Lynn to you today, God, asking for your healing touch and strength for her as she's recovering, God, and we're grateful for that today. And Lord, we lift up Bruce this morning to you, Lord, asking for your healing touch and grace, God, in his body, those places on his liver and lung, God, and his colon, Lord. We just ask for your healing touch for each of those areas, and that you'll give the doctors wisdom and guidance, Lord, as they discuss and come up with a treatment plan there. And Lord, we're thankful for all of those things as we lift them up. And Lord, any other needs that did maybe were on people's hearts today that we did not get to mention, Lord, or maybe that some that lifted up with and during their own prayer time there, Lord, we lift those needs up to you today, knowing that you are the one that can make a way where there seems to be no way. And we just ask for your grace and your touch and your hand in each one of those situations as well. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, bless this time together, God. Lord, I'm just so grateful. It's just so wonderful to see all the kids here today, God. Bless them, Lord, as they go down for their teaching time. And then as they'll go out and do their egg hunt, Lord, for us together as we worship, Lord, we just pray that you'll bless our time together for the rest of this service as we break the bread of your word. May you just encourage our hearts and speak to us and lift us up and help us to be the disciples that you've called us to be. And Lord, we're also thankful for the time that we can celebrate in communion together today. God, that you will bless that time. Make it real and special to each one as they are here today. And Lord, maybe later this evening or tomorrow, as some are going to be traveling home, God, that you'll just be with them and watch over them and bless their time of celebration with family and loved ones today. Lord, we're so grateful today for sending Jesus and all that he did for us, because we lift all of these things up now in his name as the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Well, we want to thank you if you happen to put your offering in. We've been kind of doing it different during the COVID thing. The offering plates are in the back, and some of you, as you came in today, put your offering in there, or as you leave today, on either side, the plates are there. And so we always give thanks to God for that. So we're going to lift up our doxology, and then we'll join together for our prayer dedication. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let's join together there for our dedication in the bulletin. O God, bless these gifts so that the world may know that you are always giving life. Bless our hands so we may continue in the work in which you call us. Amen. Amen. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from two of our lectionary readings. First of all, our gospel reading, which is coming from John chapter 20. Hopefully you'll be able to follow along on the PowerPoint there. And we're going to be reading verse 1 and then verses 11 through 18. And then we're going to be reading our Acts lectionary reading this morning. So let's begin there in John chapter 20. Early in the morning of the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. Mary stood outside near the tomb crying. As she cried, she bent down to look into the tomb. She saw two angels dressed in white, seated where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the foot. The angels asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" She replied, "They have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have put him." As soon as she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she didn't know it was him, or it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who are you looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't hold on to me, for I haven't yet gone up to my Father. Go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I'm going up to the Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene left and announced to the disciples, I've seen the Lord. Then she told them what he said to her. And then from Acts chapter 10 this morning, you know about Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Spirit and endowed with power. Jesus traveled around doing good and healing everyone oppressed by the devil because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him up on the third day and allowed him to be seen, not by everyone, but by us. We are witnesses whom God chose beforehand, who ate and drank with him after God raised him from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell on everyone who heard the word. Peter asked, these people have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. Surely no one can stop them from being baptized with water, can they? He directed them that they should be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight this morning, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. I always like to share something a little funny before I share my messages. During an Easter service that year, they decided to do a really big presentation. And so as they began the service, the pastor and the choir and some other ones that were carrying lit candles all processed in as they carried and sang. Well, a small preschool boy became so excited that as they came up the aisle to the front, he began to burst out and sing, Happy birthday to you. I want to talk to you this morning about the power of God's love. What does the Easter story mean to you? That's the question that I was thinking about a lot this week. I love stories with happy endings. I can remember 10, 15 years ago, maybe it was longer, I don't know, the first time I watched a movie that had a horrible ending to it. And I was so disappointed. I don't even remember what the name of the movie was now. I was so disappointed because I'm always one of those that likes happy endings. Now, we know that real life doesn't always end happily at times. That things doesn't always go our way. But the Easter story has a happy ending this morning. For me, the Easter story shows us how God's amazing love can break through into our lives in moments where things are not going well. I've called them this morning the tombs of our lives. We're all familiar with what a tomb is, aren't we? We all know what a gravesite is. We all know what that's about and what that involves. And this morning, I want to talk to you about how God's amazing love can break through the tombs of our lives and bring hope, second chances, new beginnings, and new life. You see, when God raised Jesus from the dead, the power of resurrection and the power of God's love was released into the world. Because nothing like that had ever happened in history before. Something changed the world that day. So let me bring this closer to home with you as we look at a couple things this morning that I think maybe will speak to our lives today and where we're at. First of all, I want you to see that God's love has the power to bring us out of our tombs of despair. You know, after Friday, the disciples were overcome by hopelessness. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever felt like you were facing a hopeless situation and you wondered how you were going to get through it? Maybe you've experienced it and got out on the other side of that hopeless situation. At the time when you were in it, you didn't know how you were going to get out of it. But now when you look back, you're thankful that you came through that situation. Think about it. Those first disciples, they had lost their leader. They had lost their teacher. They had lost their best friend. Think about that for a minute. Who's your best friend? What about your leader? Just a few days before, they were so excited. They were all pumped up and they had high hopes. But then all of a sudden, Jesus was arrested and he was tried. And Pilate declared him an outlaw, a criminal, an insurrectionist, a would-be Messiah, and he was crucified because of it. They were devastated, disillusioned, and brokenhearted. Let me ask this morning, have you ever been there? Have you ever faced a disillusion, a devastation? Have you ever been brokenhearted when you didn't know how you were going to get through it? Here's the thing I want us to see. When all seems lost, God's love through the risen one becomes our sign of hope. We can always look back to Easter. We can always look back to that first Sunday when they declared, "He is risen. He's no longer here. We can't find him. Somebody's taken away his body." We can always look back at that moment and know that God's love broke through that Easter resurrection morning. That God's love is greater than death itself. That God's love is greater than the despair that we may face in life and the hopelessness. Because when Mary encountered the risen Jesus that morning, her world was turned upside down. Can you imagine? She's crying and she's saying, "Where did they take him? Do you know?" She looks right at that guy. "Do you know?" And that guy said, "Mary." And when she heard her name called, she knew immediately who it was calling her name. Rabboni. Her sorrow was turned to joy. Her agony was turned to ecstasy. She discovered what Paul says is so true, that nothing, not even death itself, can ever separate us from God's love. What despair are you facing? God's love has the power to break us out of that tomb of despair and give us hope in the midst of it. Second thing I want us to see is that God's love has the power to bring us out of our tombs of defeat. Now, my son is in sports. He plays soccer. He plays baseball. Our soccer team this year is probably going to be pretty decent. The baseball team will be very interesting to see how that goes. Hopefully, they will get better as the year goes on. But this is the first time they've been together, so it's all new group that's never been, you know. And I'm just like anybody else that likes to watch sports or, you know, and so forth. I like to win. I think we all do. And we don't like to be defeated. You know, that's just not a part of us. Well, let me tell you something. After that Friday, the disciples were defeated. They were ready to quit. They were ready to give up. They were ready to just call it, "It's over. We can't do anything else." They were afraid. The Romans were trying to find them. They wondered what they were going to do because they wanted to make sure that the group of followers did not declare that he was a Messiah and continue to do that. Well, We know the story beyond that, don't we? That never stopped him. And here's what I want you to see this morning. When our dreams seem crushed, God's love breaks through the risen one who reminds us we have only just begun. Have you ever fell into the ditch? You know that old saying, if you fall into the ditch, what are you to do? Stay there? Come on, stay there?
No.
If you fall into the ditch, you get up and you try again. You don't ever quit. You keep on going. You keep on. And that's what ended up happening to them. God's love broke through for them. And it reminded them that it was not over. And the same is true for us this morning. God's love breaks into our lives and reminds us it's not over. There's a beautiful story out of history that I think illustrates this point. A guy by the name of Ignaz Paderewski was a famous pianist from Poland. One time, Paderewski scheduled a concert in a small out-of-the-way village in hopes of cultivating the arts in Poland. And a young mother bought tickets for her son, who was just beginning to learn to play the piano. Well, when that night arrived, they found their seats, and the mom, they sat right up front, and the mom saw one of her friends over yonder, so she went over and started talking to her. When the spotlight came up, she turned to go back to her seat and found that her son was not in his seat. She was looking all over the place. Well, with the lights dimmed and the spotlight came on the piano area, there was her son sitting at the piano. Her mom's heart sunk, and she started to run up, and some of the ushers that were up on the backstage started to go for it too. And just then, Paderewski came out and he said, "Stop." He said, "Don't, not one of you touch him." Well, at that moment, he was playing "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star" on the piano, and Paderewski came up behind him. And he put his left hand out. I hope I'm doing this right, Carla. Left hand, and started to play the bass. Yes, thank you. Started to play the bass of it with him. And then he reached around and started to play on both sides of him. And in that moment, the crowd was just mesmerized. The little boy pecking away, but Paderewski, who was over top of him and overshadowing him, filling in and playing the rest and making a beautiful song. What we didn't know until afterwards is Paderewski, when he first came up to the boy and began to play the bass, he whispered in his ear and says, "Don't quit. Don't give up. Keep playing." That illustrates for me that's what God does for us. When we're just trying to peck through life, God comes up and surrounds us and says, "Don't quit. Keep going. I love you. Don't stop. I'm with you. I will see you through." And that's the message for all of us this morning, this Easter Sunday morning. Through the miracle of God's love, Easter says to each of us, "Don't be afraid. Don't give up. I'm with you." Easter reminds us to keep trusting in God, come what may, because God's love has the power to bring us through the other side of the despair and defeat that we feel that we're facing in life. You know, it all begins by putting our trust in the risen one and following him. Jesus Christ, the one who seals us, making us his own at baptism, so that we may live and enjoy God's love. Let's reach out to him today, the one who loves us so, God's amazing love. Amen. Amen. Well, this morning, as we prepare our hearts for communion, I hope everybody was able to pick up their communion cups this morning. And I know this is a little bit different, and in just a moment here, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about how we're going to do that. But like always, we here at our church invite all of you to share. You don't have to be a member of our church. You don't even have to come here regularly. We believe that God's grace is extended to all in communion and that we can receive of that. But we always begin with a little prayer that we offer up. We offer up our confession and our thanks to God. And so I'm going to invite all of you, if you would, right there, and hopefully you'll be able to read it okay, if you will join with me as we pray together to prepare our hearts to receive. So let's join together there and pray this morning. Almighty God, you raised Jesus from the grave and shattered the power of sin and death. But we confess that we remain captive to fear and bound to habits that hold us back from enjoying new life in Christ. Forgive us, O God, and restore us to the joy and new possibility promised to us in Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Receive that today. Receive that forgiveness. Receive that grace. Because God is always, as we had in our time earlier, in our prayer time, that God is always bringing life into us when we reach out. And receive that today. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Well, let's begin. We're going to peel back that oh-so-small clear layer and pull out our wafers this morning. And when you do that, would you just kind of hold it up here so I can kind of get an idea of where we're at, and hopefully everybody's got them okay if you're joining with us this morning. On that night in which Jesus was handed over, they were together, and Jesus took the bread and he gave thanks. He said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. And if you have your cup, I would encourage you to shake it first and then peel it back. And open it up this morning. A little later on during that time when they were together at the Last Supper, Jesus took the cup, he blessed it and gave thanks. He said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for forgiveness of sins. Take and drink from it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul tells us, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, as we're going to close out this morning, again, thank you so much for coming out. We're so glad to see all of you. I'm going to invite you all to stand, and we are going to sing our last little chorus there. Because he lives, we're going to be doing two verses. Verses 1 and 3 there, if you're going to use it's page 260, or you can follow along there on the PowerPoint. God sent his Son, they called because he lives, all fear is gone.
can face tomorrow because he lived. All fear is gone because I know he holds the future and life is worth the living. Just let's sing the chorus again. Because he lived, I can face tomorrow. Because he lived, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because.
Well, let's join together for our benediction this morning. We have come from defeat and despair to hope and joy.
We have been transformed by the life of the risen one.
Go forth transformed and with shouts of joy. Resurrection hope is available for all. Christ is risen indeed. Amen. Amen.